You know what you're listening to?
Next question.
It's Dan Patrick on Demand. Thank you.
This guy was at the game. He's Josh Duhamel. He was in Las Vegas. He's in the new Transformers. We got to see him over the weekend, show his quarterbacking skills. Did you realize that Christina Aguilera made a mistake there, Josh?
I remember watching it going, I think she just jumped the lyric in there. I couldn't tell if she actually missed one like you. I wasn't sure if she missed one or if it was just me.
Who were you watching? Who were you watching with, and where were you in the stadium?
I was with Ferg's parents and some friends up in one of the boxes watching it.
All right, now
where were you?
I was actually with my wife and daughters.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but how nervous were you? Here you are, your wife Fergie and the Black Eyed Peas performing at halftime.
And, yeah.
Okay, how nervous were you?
I was mostly nervous about getting my camera to work so I could record it. She was a little nervous about that entrance coming down from the Jumbotron. But after that, she felt like she was going to be all right.
Okay.
There's some anxiety with that first part with her.
Did she consult you?
Did she consult me? No, she doesn't need my consultation. Even if I try to give it, she doesn't need to hear it.
But you're trying to record it. Where are you when you're recording this?
I'm up in one of the boxes. We were up there quite a ways, but it was great. I mean, I don't know if you watch a football game in Dallas yet.
From the stadium.
Yeah. In the stadium.
Yeah.
I found myself watching the Jumbotron more than I watched the actual game on the field. It's like super high def right in front of you. It's bigger than a 50-inch flat screen right in front of your face.
But I found it annoying that people were looking at the Jumbotron instead of the game itself.
Can't help it. It's right there. It's clearer. It's clearer on the Jumbotron than it is looking down at the field. It's unbelievable. But it's a pretty amazing stadium. I got to say, I had a lot of fun last night. What a game.
He's Josh Duhamel, the actor who was in Las Vegas, also Transformers, and his wife Fergie performing halftime with the Black Eyed Peas. I still don't know what Will.i.am had on his head. Josh, what did Will.i.am have on his head?
I don't know. It's like a metal hairpiece. I don't even know. I have no idea what it was. But you know, that's what the kids are wearing these days.
Who are you rooting for?
I was rooting for the Packers, I guess. You know, I'm a Vikes fan. I like both these teams, to be honest. I have a lot of friends who are diehard fans of both teams, and I don't know. I guess I kind of wanted to see Rodgers get one, and the moment wasn't too big for him last night. He was amazing.
Well, as a former quarterback at Minot State, you should be able to assess the quarterbacking skills of these two, right?
Well, I mean, the guy just puts the ball on the money every time he throws it. You know, he rarely throws a ball that's off the mark. I think I saw two balls that were uncatchable. Isn't that everything? Even the ones that were dropped were right there for him to, you know, make plays on. But, you know, he was just he's impressive. What did you think?
I've thought that he's been at an elite level even before winning a Super Bowl. And to watch what he did, he got frustrated a couple times, but he had some big moments, and it called for that. But that's what great quarterbacks do. It was a great day to be great.
Yeah, you're right, and I had a feeling he was gonna play well. He's so steady, you know, and that's what you want in a quarterback, especially in a game like that.
You were also in the Celebrity Beach Bowl, and how would you assess the show that was put on there?
Well, I gotta say, I thought that for me it was I was mostly trying not to rip or tear or break anything. And I'm feeling it today, man. I think I tried a little bit too hard. My body is hurting. And it's a little flight football game. I can only imagine, you know, what it would be like to play contact football again.
But did your wife care, though, when you came home from the Celebrity Beach Bowl? Like, you're there to support her, you know, with the Black Eyed Peas. But you come back to the hotel. Was she asking you a million questions about how was your day, honey?
She really was. She was. I don't know if she really cared, but she was. She wanted to know if we won. We didn't. I told her that I'd made some catches. She was happy for me for that. You know, I get to relive my glory days a little bit.
But Jerry Ferrara from Entourage, Turtle.
Yeah.
He dominated.
He was tough. He was like a little Danny Woodhead out there, wasn't he?
I think he's little. Really he's littler than a little Danny Woodhead.
Yeah. But, you know, I had a lot of fun. It was fun to get up there and play, you know, with you know, Barry Sanders and Daryl Johnson, those guys that I've always loved watching. For me, it was mostly just about going out and playing with those guys. That was the most fun for me.
Did you see Cameron Diaz feeding popcorn to Alex Rodriguez?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I had no idea. What did they showed that on TV?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it. Was it adorable?
Have you ever been caught with something like that with you and your wife, where somebody's, you know, got you on camera?
I'm sure. Geez, I've been caught. Yeah, they'll try to catch you doing the worst things I can. I fell on my ass in New York City a couple months ago, and they were right there to catch that one too. So those are the best. Those are the best moments.
I saw
so much for us, but for them.
More importantly, for them. I saw where you're rumored to be taking over for Regis Philbin. True or not?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that just by judging how this interview is going, you could probably tell that I wouldn't be very good at it. I don't know where that rumor came up. I think that Kelly's mentioned something about some of her favorite guests. I've known Kelly for a long time, and I had fun on the show. But yeah, I would not be good at doing that. You got to have that's a special skill, one that I don't think I'd be very good at. My buddy Jerry O'Connell, on the other hand, would be great. That's what I'm voting for. I don't even know if he's up for it.
Oh, I was going to say, you've just...
What about you, Dan? You'd be great. Well, have you thought about taking over for Reach?
I think I'm out of the demo there, and also, you got to be eye candy, Josh. I think Kelly wants some younger man in there, and I'm not...
Oh, come on.
I mean, I'm younger than Regis, but then everybody is, but I don't think I'm... I don't think I'm the person that they would want to do something like that.
Well, I think you'd be fantastic.
When are you going to come up and you know, join us in the man cave?
Well, you guys are up in Connecticut, right?
Yeah, but you're in New York. Are you still shooting in New York?
I'm in New York for the next 3 weeks or so.
Well, hello.
So if I can get up, I'd love to. How far are you from New York City?
You know, we'll get a driver for you, bring you up here. We'd love to have you in the man cave. We have our golf simulator, a basketball hoop. We have a full bar here.
Oh, wow.
So we have all the things that you require in your rider.
Well, I don't want a full bar. I had, I think, 19 beers last night at the game.
But that's typical of you, isn't it?
I'm staying away from any sort of alcohol for a while.
Is Fergie still asleep?
She what?
Is she still asleep?
No, she's up.
Yeah?
I'll see if I can get her to say hi, Dan.
Okay.
Hey, babe. Say hi, Dan.
It's a pretty big moment for her.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, you did great last night.
Am I on the radio?
Yeah, you are.
Hi, Dan.
Yeah. Were you nervous?
Hi, Dale. Was I nervous? Hell yeah, I was nervous. Are you kidding me?
Okay, but what part of it did you go, oh my God, this is nerve-wracking?
Well, I mean, you know, some of my notes were pitchy to me, and that was just overall just the excitement. You know, I was nervous, but it was just, it was so exhilarating. You know, the whole thing was so big. You know, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It was just so exciting.
Can you tell me what Will.i.am had on his head?
You'll have to ask him that.
Well, no,
he probably had the proper word for it.
But was it protection? What was that? I thought it was going to light up at the end or something for me.
You know, you'll have to ask William. He has an explanation for all of his things that he does. So I don't want to take that away from him. I'm also taking away my husband's interview. Hey.
No. Wait. Before I let you go, when you started to sing the Axl Rose, did you actually have to go and watch video of Axl the way he used to swing, you know, swing to the side?
Oh, no. No. Axl is one of my vocal idols. I've emulated him for years. I mean, I performed the song with Slash before, and I've actually done a lot better job at different venues, unfortunately. But, you know, it was just fun, and, you know, It was actually Axel's birthday, so happy birthday, Axel.
Well, did you feel for Christina Aguilera with the anthem? Did you hear her?
I did, because you know what? It's such a huge venue. Your nerves just take a hold of you, so I completely understand. I mean, she's one of the best singers of our time, so nobody can take that away from her. And she's sang in a game 6 and game 7 of the Lakers, so she's amazing. But, you know, you get nervous at these things. We're human.
Well, congratulations. Let me talk to your husband real quickly, and thanks for joining us.
Okay, and by the way, he played amazing in the football game the other day.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I want to see my husband playing more football.
Thank you, Fergie.
Okay, bye.
All right.
I told her to say that.
I know that. She wasn't there. If she really loved you, she would have been there, feeding you popcorn.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you really loved me, you would have been there.
All right. Hey, here's... what, is she mad?
No. It's just me.
Oh, okay. Is there a chance to maybe get part of her outfit from the Super Bowl that we could put in the man cave?
I can ask her.
Well, just something we
like
could...
Like what? Like, what are you
like,
looking for?
Like a boot or a skirt or, you know, something.
I'll say.
Uh-oh. It's hand over the phone.
Uh-oh. Now she's coming back.
Uh-oh.
She's coming back.
Okay.
Why? Because I couldn't talk about it for a month?
No, I just wanted a souvenir, Fergie. That's all that we were going to put.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. I thought you wanted a description. Okay.
No. I wanted a piece.
Basically, we had to... We wanted, you know, like a football-inspired rock and roll cheerleader. So they, you know, because like when I put it on the shoulder pads, the, you know, the real ones they use, it wasn't very flattering. So they actually had to make a body cast of my chest.
Could I have the body cast of your chest, Fergie?
The body cast of my chest? Maybe you can. We'll have to see about that.
Okay.
No.
But like, if Josh approves, can I have the cast of your chest?
If Josh approves of the body cast in my chest that you can have it, then sure.
All right, great.
Okay, but that's a tough one, though. He might want it.
Like a pervert.
All right. I'm not a pervert. All right, I'll let you guys go back to doing whatever you guys do.
All right, Dan.
Hey, buddy, thank you.
It was great to see you. Take care.
All right, that's Josh DeMille and Fergie.
Thanks for listening to Dan Patrick On Demand.
That is a noble gesture.
Now you can listen to DP and the guys 24/7 on danpatrick.com.
That's pretty impressive.